This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, April 9th, 2020.
Oh.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. It was right here.
Oh, God.
Somebody take it.
I told you yesterday, get a sound effect.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, wonderful.
Yay.
It's official now. Weather-wise, today's scattered T-storms, they're calling them. There in the morning, and then sunny S's this afternoon. High near 80 degrees. Higher wind gusts possible. Great. The neighbor with all the wind chimes. That'll be great. Mostly cloudy and 63 degrees in Sugar Tip. Yeah, because I want to listen to the regular birds. I don't want to listen to the, you know, well, not that wind chimes are replicating birds, but.
Yeah. Is this the red light neighbor? Or is this a different one?
No. I told you why the red light neighbor thing happened.
Yeah, but I don't like to believe that. I like the other story better.
Oh, because I thought they were running an illegal brothel?
That's the best story ever.
Well, it turns out it was in memoriam of a family member who had passed away.
Aw.
They're Canadian. I guess that's their thing. But, hey. Well, you know, regardless.
Yeah. It was odd coming in, man. Downtown was completely dark. I mean, shut off.
Oh. Okay.
It was odd.
What, blocked off or just the power?
Power. I've never seen the dark in my life. Now, I've been here a long time. Off and on.
Tell me now.
I've never seen it like that.
Yeah. I wonder why. Was there a overnight outage of power?
I guess there was a power situation. Like half the Daniel building was lit. But it just felt odd. I'm like, end of times, man.
They should shut up. Maybe they're just... you know, boy, two thoughts. One, back to the Daniel building. They should light up the tree right now for, you know, because everybody's lighting Christmas trees and lighting up crosses.
Light it up. Please.
Some of those from a distance are menacing looking.
Oh.
Don't you feel like there's like a certain, I don't want to say cachet, but. You feel like if you want to do something around town, maybe you know somebody here or there that could hook you up with something like a cool experience.
Like what?
Like I want to go to the top of the Daniel building and look off.
I think that we should be able to lie. Why don't they do that? By the way, for those that have not lived here at least like 25 years, the Daniel building is now the BB&T building. I think it is. It's what it was last time I looked up.
Or it was Windstream or something.
Here's a thought. Put the logos lower at the bottom of the building if you want to get your true exposure. The only people you market into up there is damn birds and airplanes. I mean, it makes zero sense.
You can't tell until you're coming in, you know, through Academy.
It's like the Staples Center. It wasn't the logo on top?
Yeah, it's on the roof. You see it on a drone.
Oh, aliens know where the Staples Center is and airline pilots. Put the logo on the bottom where people are walking. So, I got to the top of the staircase, but the door was locked, so that was That was as close as I got. But yeah, light up the Christmas tree because everybody's getting in that thing where they're, I saw another thing yesterday, local family put up their Christmas lights and then one across the street did. And then all the way down the block, except for two houses, people had Christmas lights up. And I was like, come on, atheists. Get with the program and let's all come together as a community. Or maybe they didn't have lights and they shouldn't go to the home improvement stores to buy those.
Yeah, I just wonder if they put them up or if they never took them down.
Right. Well,
don't light them.
The cross, you know, because yesterday was Passover, Sunday's Easter, obviously. Go to your virtual church. The people are, you know, putting Christmas lights on crucifixes in their yard. And
yeah.
So I don't know. It's when I first see that, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Man, I hate to be like this guy. But I mean, what are your thoughts on the virtual hangouts? People do the virtual happy hours, and I only ask because I saw somebody post
Oh, gosh.
We good.
He's just clearing his throat.
I saw somebody post
9 and 9 and 9.
Hung out with three other people on the virtual today.
Yeah.
Which was huge because I needed that so bad.
The virtual.
And I'm like, did you need it that bad? I mean,
an excuse to drink at home?
I guess. Yeah, it was a virtual happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
But do you need to see people that bad that you had to get online and like your soul was needing that connection?
A lot of people that have drinking problems need to share that with others who do. And
yes.
Oh my goodness.
I mean
it is social yeah. drinking.
I mean, it makes them not feel bad about doing it every day.
I guess my point is like people just don't handle this whole isolation well at all. Just don't.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, like I don't remember the exact number, but it was oddly interesting to me that whatever the percentage number, people in America say that this hasn't changed their daily lives at home.
Yeah.
So either they live alone and this isn't a big deal, or they're like really, really antisocial and this is like heaven for them. So I don't know.
I mean, everywhere else I usually go is already open.
Yeah.
Well, beside a movie theater. But even on the sports tip, I've watched the iRaces, but
yeah,
I haven't even thought about any other sports because they haven't been on. I don't watch the old games they show.
Yeah.
I don't watch those.
Yeah, because you know.
It's kind of like I'm out of a sports routine now, which I don't like. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's not on.
You're a big fan of routine.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's the only thing that's odd about this whole thing to me.
Well, working back to you talking about the power outage and then saying, oh, end of times thing. I was in your old neck of the woods yesterday. I had an essential business that I had to go to over in Easley, South Carolina.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You didn't want to leave, did you? Once you get there, you're like, oh,
I bought a home again while I was there.
You laid on the ground.
Yeah, I have a tiny home in Easley. It floats around by the Saluda Dam. It's a houseboat. Yes, it's a John boat with a 10 in it, if I'm being honest with you.
You could tube down that river now.
But so the tax ladies that I use that do my bookkeeping, I went to see them yesterday. And that whole thing, you know, with the distancing and everything, like normally I'll go into Susan's office and I'll sit down and she's real good about like, you know, talking about numbers. In her, yeah. Even though she's in a separate office, she'll you know, lean into me and talk like that. But yesterday, hey, she's like having to lean back a little bit. You know?
Hey, hon.
And, you know, we're sitting there. And so it was kind of odd. But then all of a sudden, it was Oconee nuclear thing, EAS test, whatever, that goes off on everybody's cell phones.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Every smart speaker, everything says it. And boy,
I don't know if I got that.
They freaked out.
Does she have I imagine she's got an office. Was it kind of like not roped off, but did it have plastic everywhere and you had like a plastic barrier you had to speak through?
No.
Because that's what was at the post office. That's the other place I went to yesterday. And I couldn't get in, man.
I told you the one on Pleasantburg had a damn shower curtain pulled in front, a clear shower curtain.
That's what they got. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But they got the boxes marked off where you stand in. And one lady goes around the counter to get stamps. And she doesn't come out so everybody else can go in. She goes back around and stamps everything she's got with her. And finally, I said, the hell with it. I'm not going. Like, I can't get in.
So they have, I don't understand what, they have boxes for, like this, the red tape squares or whatever. The
social distance.
Yeah. I was doing hopscotch on them the other day. I pissed off a lady. I bet.
The post office I was at, there's a door that goes into the room where you see the clerk.
Yeah.
Well, there was one lady in seeing the clerk. There was a lady in front of me on this side of the door. She wouldn't go through. So when the lady goes to see the clerk, I'm like, okay, she's about to come out, and then we're going to go through.
Right.
But she doesn't come out. She goes back to the counter in the room and puts stamps on everything she's got. But there's room for one other person in that room, but the lady in front of me don't want to go in. And I try to nudge her. I'm like, you can go. She's like, I'm going to stand over here. And she already had a mask on, too. I'm like, hell with it. It's not worth it.
Yet another example, Fat Boy, of why you should go to Stamps.com. Stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, enter one word, Rise Guy.
I signed up in the car. I want a scale.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's there was that. But, you know, easily near Oconee, and then it said nuclear, and there was just a little sizzle in the room, like, whoa, God. And it's kind of like what you said about, you know, oh.
Is it happening?
Worry about being close to a nuclear plant. Wow. But, you know, they always used to say that back in the day. Like, they would remind you if something happened, especially during 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
We live right near a nuclear plant.
Oh, man. I forgot all about that.
Yep.
Like a meltdown or something.
Where they wanted to store plutonium, I think it was.
Wasn't there always a I'm almost sure that it was a rumor, whatever. But, like, I remember when I was younger that there was a certain part of Hartwell you shouldn't swim in.
Any of it.
Well, because of various things that were dumped there. Not chemicals, but maybe like pieces of steel and stuff that were just dropped in this one particular area of Lake Hartwell because it was real orange in that area.
Yeah, still is.
It probably turns out that it was like, well, maybe it was. It could have been like uranium or some kind of crap. Plutonium. What's that look like underwater?
It's a rule of thumb. You don't eat anything that comes out of Hartwell.
Oh, no.
Especially with the two-headed fish.
Oh, God.
But people know with all the federal boat ramps that are open. Because they're still out there on the lake.
The federal ones? Well, they should be.
Yeah, people are like, hey, man, I can't go to the lake. I'm going to use a federal ramp. You're not going to keep me off the lake. Lank, Hanky Mac?
Yeah.
Lake?
Lanky Mac.
Oh, that's a tongue twister. Lanky
Mac.
Lank, Hanky Mac.
Seeing him every day, we won't get into that, but seeing him every day, but then when they show a quote from him on the news, they show his like promotional headshot from like 3 years ago, and he's got like, at least in the picture, he's got almost a full head of hair, but maybe just being in control, like, you know, they always say being president will gray your hair within like the first couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Or turn it more orange, one of those two. And then... you see him, and it's kind of similar. Just went off on another train of thought there, but we'll save that.
I was kind of thinking like politics, you know, pretty much is like so much of a circus now. I don't know if Hanky Mack is going to run again, but I kind of want him to win.
Oh.
And I want Trump to win so we can keep doing the impersonations. But that's it. Like nothing about like I don't even care about the policy at this point. Yeah. I want to see characters.
I know. I sent back the Birkenstocks that I had ordered. We were going to do a Bernie Sandals video, but no need now.
Oh, man.
The burn.
Can't feel the burn anymore.
Can't do it.
Burns out. Would that? I don't want to go on this subject, but this is where I thought about with that. What would happen? It would never in a zillion, trillion, million years happen. But what if Biden said, hey, guess what, Bernie? I'd like to offer you my running mate position. Would that work? Putting those two again? Not that I'm trying to work that. I'm saying I'm just looking at it from those two. Ba-boo.
I think they'd get a lot of votes, but Biden says he's going to have a woman running mate.
Guess who else is going to have a woman?
Bernadette Sanders.
Yes.
Look, if he decided that he wanted to transition, A, he would get more support from a lot of people, and B, Ernest did it. Why not?
It's going to be woman versus woman. These vice presidential debates that are coming up. That's going to happen. Because Trump's going to pick Nikki Haley. He's going to drop Pence.
No, he's not.
That's been the biggest rumor for the past 2 months.
I have not heard that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, allegedly Biden would pick Kamala Harris. But, you know, it's just all rumors right now. But they're leaning toward female tickets. So if you hate women, that sucks. But if you like equality, I guess it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you hate anybody, though?
You know how people are. With their theories.
But so, I did not hear that. Yeah. Because, like, I think Pence does a good job during the pressers of, Trump comes on and does everything. And then,
Mike, you want to get up here, Mike?
It's almost like, I'll give you a good example. I won't say which parent it was, but one of my parents would come in and, like, when I'd done something bad, like, raise hell and, like, get really mad. And then the other parent would come in and say, all right, look, I was at your age one time, and I get it. Like, it's okay. Whoever will be okay. They'll go down to the room, and whoever will slam the door, and then, you know, it'll be all right. You know, tomorrow, fine. I get it. Just, you know, chill out a little bit on that, all right? Quit hiding beers in the woods and drinking them at 100 degrees temperature. You'll get sick, Matthew.
Who does that?
When the one parent told you not to run through the house, did the other one come in and say, just do a little jog.
Right.
A little brisk walk.
Don't run through the house. You're going to make the cake fall. I was trying to exercise. They were trying to make me diabetic.
What kind of rules, man, do we have?
Yeah.
A bunch of odd rules. Don't run through the... I had to write my name on every piece of clothing I had.
On the back collar?
Even inside the shirt.
Did you go to a laundromat?
No. I mean, we had the wash and dryer, but, you know, I guess... My mom was under the thinking of it, if you lost it, somebody would return it. I'm like, maybe they would, depending on what it is. But if somebody took it, I mean, they wouldn't care if my name was in it or not.
Yeah.
It's just kind of unnecessary. And I refuse, man. If I got some Tommy, because you didn't always get Tommy. Like, I'm not writing on it.
You get bootleg Tommy back then. You go to Tabs and Greer and get all the...
Jockey lot, Tommy.
I had a Gucci sweatshirt from the Tabs flea market. Remember? My grandma gave it to me, that and the black Bart Simpson sweatshirt.
You don't have an off-brand Gucci sweatshirt?
No, Gucci.
Balenciaga spelled wrong. That's one now. People try to fool you with.
I don't know how to spell it regularly.
I think it's maybe two L's. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had not heard that. I don't really pay attention to too much politics stuff right now, truly, to be honest. I watch the pressers. I watch the Hanky Mack show and
So good.
The Trump, it wouldn't be called the Trump show. It'd just be called Today on Trump.
Today on Trump. Just
battling.
Like Trump would be Oprah. Like, and then, uh-huh. And then Hanky Mack is like Dr. Oz.
Yep. Pretty much. It's primetime TV at this point.
Also, I know we're bouncing around a million places. I love seeing TV people that are used to having stylists and makeup people and stuff broadcasting from home, and they just don't look nowhere near the same.
They look like hell.
Like the lady wrestlers in WWE did this really kind of cool viral video where they throw the phone at each other through the phone or whatever. And there's this one particular one that on TV looks just incredible with all the pageantry and everything. But at the beginning of the video, there's none of that around.
Oh, it's like a different person altogether.
I at one point, I was like, maybe she wasn't available and they just had a lookalike. Maybe she's sequestered or quarantined, excuse me.
There are a couple of news people that kind of go over the top.
Staging the background.
Like, well, that too. And I'm like, did you spend 2 hours on makeup?
Yeah.
Because you might have.
Sitting there stacking those books and putting a globe on that. You ain't using that globe.
I know. Put what you really got back there.
Yeah. No kidding. Be honest.
Picture you drunk on a cruise.
Show the liquor. Show the liquor. Put set up the laptop in front of your bar.
Yeah.
Be honest. Don't freak out when your dog's running around in the background. Look, it makes you like normal to everybody. Like, it doesn't live. You don't have to be perfect. Uh-uh. You see what we're wearing right now. Paige looks wonderful, but me and Fatboy look like dog crap.
I don't even match.
I look awful.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I didn't
you do
sleep
not.
Last night.
Do, 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 do. Thinking about Almond Delight. Well, take a nap after sports.
No, I feel good, actually. It's just I have
no.
Look how dark my circles are under my eyes. Just didn't sleep.
Well, that wasn't a shot at you. That wasn't a shot at you.
No,
at
I'm
all.
Just telling you how I feel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no one asked. I'm messing with you.
Well, it was a monumental day for me, and I handled it quite well, so I'm good.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
I'm glad.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, boy.
It's not enough time.
I know. I love that. I wish we could just come on and just talk. I want to go back to the political thing, because somebody in my family bounced a probable that could happen with the election. I was like, man, if that happened, oh, man. That could be really, 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 really interesting to watch. But I don't want to watch it like a reality show. It's freaking America. It's real life. We got to...
Oh, yeah.
We got to keep it great. Now, listen. Today, we got a whole lot of stuff planned for you. First of all, Jimmy Jack Jackie not here. I did speak with him, not by text, but by like a real telephone call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, even when we talk about like show stuff, like it's a text, it's a group text. It's like, oh, forgot what your voice sounded like.
Was this before last night that you guys talked on the phone? That you talked to him? I'd say like before 9 o'clock.
I talked to him at 8:14. I just looked.
Okay. You just missed the cutoff.
I caught him just after I got out of the shower.
Because he was pretty hot last night.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm glad you didn't get that part of that conversation. Just certain shows we were watching, I think, got him riled up. He was very opinionated.
Oh.
I was like, man, he's on a roll. He's pretty hot right now.
I must not be on that. I'm looking out. Was that on the Jerry McClemens group text or the just?
It might have been just ours. We were watching Dark Side of the Ring, the Brawl for All.
Oh, okay.
It was very opinionated. I'm like, man, he's hot on this deal.
Oh, man. Okay. Because I'm looking at the Jeremy Clements group text, and I love him.
Like, I know, but you could tell he's going nuts because he's pent up.
He's just sending like memes just out of the blue, which when he's racing Jeremy Clements from NASCAR, our boy Spartanburg's very own, he's usually busy.
Yep.
But now he's just like firing off, and like, God bless him, he sent a meme, and like, none of us responded to it.
Aww.
Not.
Oh, I forgot.
Just, yeah, whatever. Just didn't, whatever. And then he just responds back in the group text talking to 9. How's your leg, you son of a bitch?
I love it,
man. Like, normally now he'd be going to the track for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be firing them off like crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Calling you short blanks.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't. Well, he just shortens it. You know, like, I love you. Some people do ILY. He just puts SD on all our stuff. If anybody reads it, I tell him that he calls me SmackDown. Or Scooby-Doo. You can roll with that one. So, Jimmy Jack Jackie, I did talk to him last night. I told him, I said, just see how you feel in the morning. But he could possibly join us by phone. Just to basically so he can tell everybody what's going on with him, because you know it's up to him to do that, or not, you know, not like that, but you know, it's his stuff, but it's not COVID stuff. I don't know why to say it like that.
It's not that.
It's not COVID. It's not the
Chinese virus.
So he may be joining us today, but we will regardless be doing. This is going to be a tough one, but by God, we're going to pull through it with 3 people and all new Facebook fussing.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And I think these are really funny. I think they're all funny, but I think today's just really, 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 really good. Also, it is Phonaroo Day number 17, the world's first ever multi-day music concert festival, as performed exclusively by phone during a pandemic. Fatboy, since Jim's not here, you could be the announcer for Phonaroo.
Okay. Today, on Phonaroo, Corey Stevenson.
Corey Stevenson.
Heck yeah.
That's right.
Get that going.
I enjoy that that segment as well.
We got some people asking about next week, too, so. People are excited.
Well, I hope we don't have to do it next week.
Yeah.
But I think we are.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Also, May's available, too, if anybody wants to get on that one. If you're a local musician, you want to play live on the show, you can text the word phone, PHONE, to 72341. We're live right now at 6:26 a.m. I'm just saying that for those who listen on the podcast later. Text phone, PHONE, to 72341. And these numbers, too, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. That's how you can call us at any point when we get going talking about stuff. The CVM text line is 72341, and then facebook.com/riseguys. We'll be live streaming the Facebook fussing. And then Twitter and Instagram at the Rise Guys. So sit back, enjoy yourself, sanitize, wash your hands, and listen to us, right?
Absolutely.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right, so we're going to talk about when this whole social distancing thing may end. There's an announcement from the White House. So we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, man. I hope there's audio. I just enjoy the audio.
We'll see.
Okay. We'll get into that in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-ha's.
Crap.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
What was that all about? All right, so I want to give you some good news, possibly. If you're in this category, you'll be happy to hear.
Okay.
Some people may soon get the green light to go back to work. And this is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says the White House Coronavirus Task Force is considering giving the green light to a select group of people to go back to work, people who have been exposed to the virus without showing symptoms. So if you're in that category, it's looking good for you. And the plan could take effect at the end of the month when the White House's 30-day social distancing guidelines are over, but nothing is certain yet. They're still seeing if the curve will continue to flatten. But good news is coming out of New York. There are fewer new cases, even though the death toll was higher. There are fewer new cases going in.
Well, it's a glass half empty, half full thing. There's fewer cases coming in, but more deaths going out.
Right.
Yeah. So is that because they're dying, you know?
I mean, this is a separate point, but
I said that so poignant because they're dying.
If you're Fauci, does it kind of bug you that a company's making money off you to sell a bobblehead? Which I'm sure he probably didn't okay. But I don't know if his likeness, since he's a public official.
Do you think like a major corporation would sell merchandise using the likeness of somebody and not pay them for it?
You're the fun of your own joke.
I just ran around the building. I'm sure that guy's well off. I mean, you got to be at that position and something like that. I bet he loves it. I mean, I bet he loves it.
Maybe. Yeah. I want that book when that comes out, when all this is over.
Right?
Fauci's book's the one you want to read, yeah.
My perspective on everything.
All the death threats and bobbleheads and this, that, and the other.
Is he on Twitter or something?
I don't know.
Is he on TikTok?
I mean, surely he is now after all this.
You just see the top of his head because he's so short.
He's doing some dancing.
Is that mini mic?
Yeah.
Break it down, Fauci.
And I made a note to come back to it at some point, but that's something that if Biden said to Fauci, dude, be my running mate. People love Fauci.
They do.
People love Fauci.
He's the top doctor. You know, the Surgeon General hates it. But yeah. Fauci's the guy.
Well,
Fauci loves Joni.
I thought that sounded familiar.
Yeah, it sounds like Chachi.
Well,
Missy Elliott doesn't shave hers.
We did discuss this little mini topic a while back that Fauci says once this pandemic is over, we should end the custom of shaking hands. He says, quote, as a society, just forget about shaking hands. We don't need to.
Now, how will I know who my secret brothers are, Paige?
Let me finish. So, you know, you're just not going to be touching people like you used to. Are you going to give somebody a hug unless you really, really know them?
Well, look at, I don't know what year it would have been, but look at the old thing of when you would enter a room, you know, curtsies. Uh-huh. You had a man would kiss a woman on both cheeks, even if it wasn't his woman. You know, he'd go, oh, hey, how are you? Especially the Italians.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah, that's over.
Pull them pants down.
Some of them kiss their daddies on the lips.
Oh, okay. No.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. No. I mean, you know, I never kissed my daddy. I kissed my daddy on the cheek.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the lips, you got to grow out of that, right? I mean, that's, like, when you're past 10.
If it's,
if you're 25 and your dad kisses you on the lips.
Tom Brady would kiss Robert Kraft, right?
Tom Brady kisses his dad on the lips.
Does he?
But didn't there, there's a video of them, like, after a game, Brady and Kraft, like, just give it a little.
I think so. Oh, no, you couldn't, man.
I couldn't. No. Mm-mm. So, it's just not my thing.
I'm glad I'm not Italian.
I've never kissed my mother on the lips. Ever.
I have.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's the strangest conversation ever. But
well, it was at the airport. Paige hadn't landed yet.
Oh, and, good.
It's just,
I mean, I know we talked about it before, but I can't get past how odd it is. And I know we've done mother puckers back in the day.
Yeah.
And father, too.
It's just something that I never think of doing.
Sucking sibs?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I would never kiss my brother on the lips. I'd rather die first.
You wouldn't do it for tickets? A lot of people do it for
Come
tickets.
Come on, Paige. I believe it was Def Leppard tickets. And then it was later revealed that they were step brother and sister, and we're like, "Come on!"
They've been wanting to.
Just please, just
they've been wanting
to
anyway.
Yeah, they got to live their fantasy out and get Def Leppard tickets.
Oh, I see.
She wasn't bad looking either. I remember.
All right. Then.
Blonde with big boobs.
Oh, okay. I remember.
That was him. She wasn't bad either.
It was hotter than her. All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Fauci could also have his own liquor. Like, you know, like.
It sounds like a liquor, don't it?
Yeah.
What would it? What kind, though?
Not tequila. Tequila's overdone right now. Everybody's getting tequila. Rock tequila. Who else? George Clooney.
Yeah.
But
you should have a bourbon, right? That's what people want to get into.
You deserve a glass.
Man's man.
Of Fauci. Had a rough day? Belly up at the bar and get a glass of Fauci.
Fauci on
ice. Did your wife and your kids leave you amidst the crisis?
Can I get a bottle to go? Cubs service side.
Drink a bottle of Fauci.
Fauci. Fauci.
Drink it all until they come back.
Paige, thank you. And Rocker Bells, check them out online, shop online. And look, you're still taking pictures online, ladies and gents. So have some new clothes, some good rock and roll clothes. Check out Rocker Bells.
Mm-hmm.
They got men's clothes, too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I said guys and girls.
You did. Gift cards, the whole deal.
Blasés. Fatboy, what's up in the sports hole?
It was a first for Tom Brady yesterday. He went on Howard Stern, man, and he kind of spilled his guts. This is out of character for Tom Brady. We got a couple highlights for you.
Did he ask him about kissing Robert Kraft?
They talked for 2 hours.
Good Lord.
Yep. I'm kind of shocked. Tom Brady doesn't do this stuff. It was his first appearance on the show ever.
Wow. I would love to listen to that, but 2 hours of two people just talking grabs my gears. That's why we grabs my gears and grinds them both.
Grinds them.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll see what TB12 said next. Rise Guys Sports Hole. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Tom Brady got some time to kill. It is off season anyway. This is when he gets into his business ventures.
It's way off season now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're talking about the draft is going to be a virtual draft. You're a draftee this year. You don't get your moment. Not going to happen. Can't walk across. It's supposed to happen in Vegas. They were supposed to go, I think, through the Bellagio fountains or that pond right there, whatever the hell it is.
Yes.
On floats.
On floats?
Yeah, they're going to float them across. But it's not going to happen now. Because COVID.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
They want to have it, they want to tour it in different cities, and then that was the idea that they put out there.
I want to see the NBA draft on ice. I want to see them skate across the ice to put on the hat of their team.
Hey, boy. Hey, do it, man.
That was always the best NBA basketball rookie cards is they would show them wearing their awesome, like, well, then, like, 90s suit.
Yep.
And they would be wearing the hat and holding up the jersey. That was their card. That was awesome.
David Stern always looks like 2 foot tall compared to all the players he drafts.
Paige, I like little tiny pictures of dudes on cardboard.
Yeah.
Where they're holding up clothes.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I collect Hamrick's catalogs, too.
Sears catalogs with people in underwear.
Old Confederate currency. So Tom was on Howard Stern, and they talked for 2 hours. I guess there's a couple highlights he was talking
about. Are they both talking to each other by phone? because New York is shut down?
I think it was a Skype-type situation.
Skype-type?
Might have been one of those.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. But he said that he had no ill feelings toward Belichick about that relationship ending. Pretty much saying that, you know, he liked to think that they couldn't do it without each other.
Yeah.
They were a team. Talk about his wife, Giselle, which I don't know why she's not Giselle Brady. She's still boonching.
It'd be easier to spell, yeah. I mean, when you send a card to them in the mail, do you send it to Tom Brady and Giselle Bunchkin, or do you send it to the Brady Bunchkins? The Brady Bunchkins.
That's a great show.
Oh, my God. Why do they not have that show? The Brady Bunch? It's the Brady Bunchkins. Jesus, people.
You might feel like that you don't need it now. I don't know. They should do it, though. He did the. If you watch the Time versus Time, that was pretty good.
Yeah, you spoke highly of that. Yeah.
Behind the scenes, he talked about his marriage saying, quote, a couple of years ago, she didn't feel like I was doing my part for the family. She felt like I would play football all season and she would take care of the house. Then all of a sudden, when the season ended, I'd be like, great, let me get into all my other business activities. Let me get on to my football training.
He's sounding sassy now.
And she's sitting there going, well, when are you going to do things for the house? When are you going to take the kids to school and do that?
God, look, even like the best of all time, the boat. I'm not going to go with the goat thing because that's got ulterior motives. But the boat, Tom Brady, he still got a wife. I'm not going to say nagging, but a wife. He's got a honeydew list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like, look.
Just you, like you and I.
You think your wife's breaking your knob? Happens to Tom Brady, too.
Yeah. Breaking it.
They make a ton of money.
What's going on?
So he talked about talking to Derek Jeter about renting this house because he's renting Jeter's Tampa house.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, like, where he's living. So he's quarantined in Tampa, Florida, is Tom Brady?
I don't know. They don't have that here. I don't know if he's already there. He did have some people working on that house. The famous Jeter house during spring training where
that was the
ladies get the gift basket.
The gift bags were sitting by the door in a little basket.
I guess the other kind of thing he revealed that people maybe not have didn't know is he almost left Michigan to go to Cal because he didn't think he was going to play in Michigan. And he said Lloyd Carr told him to stick it out. He wanted to see him succeed. The same Lloyd Carr who lives in Greenville now.
No kidding.
Yeah, he does.
Why have you not ever tried to get him on the show?
I don't know if he's part-time during the summer or what, but he's notorious for me downtown in the restaurants.
Oh, does he live on a golf course?
I don't know. I don't know how he got here. Like, how did you?
I drove.
How'd you find us, Lloyd? Let us know. Ben Stein. I see all your pictures with Ben Stein downtown because his son lives here or whatever.
He's still alive.
He did not.
No relation. The other thing, I don't know if it was covered in that interview, but Brady, somebody already had number 12 at Tampa. They gave it up for him.
Yeah, Chris. Usually they'll buy these off. Like, you know, Goblin would say, well, how much you going to pay me?
Yeah.
He just gave it up because, you know, Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah. TB12.
I mean, some people think it's Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, probably. TB12 sounds like a virus now that I think about it. TB12, COVID-19, TB, tuberculosis.
Come on. TB12 is a movement, man. It's a diet. It's a recovery plan.
We stayed on last year's COVID. Let's get with the times. This COVID-20.
Let's see if...
can we just fast forward to 2021, for God's sake?
I'm going to work both these in.
Sorry.
No, you good. Wimbledon, they canceled it. They're like, you know what? Can't do it. Well, how convenient that the COVID pandemic is happening for Wimbledon because they have a pandemic insurance policy that they've been paying $2 million a year for the past 17 years.
That's smart.
And that's added up.
That's $34 million.
Oh, no.
No. 17 times 2 is 34.
Yeah, but there's a clause in the cancellation. With interest, with as long as they've been paying it, they're going to get $141 million.
So what are, does it say what, it's never been used before, obviously.
Nope.
Why would you have that kind of policy out? Like none of the World Series, Super Bowl, nobody else has it?
I don't know, but not Masters? That I know of. But they paid, I mean, you're right, they paid $34 million total.
Yeah, but the interest and stuff.
I would have canceled it too.
That's weird.
And I think we had a girl from Greenville who was supposed to play in it, if I remember right.
Really?
I don't know if she was amateur or what, but yeah. $141 million, but God.
Who does that go to? Who owns Wimbledon?
I don't know. Like, I'm more
Soderbergh's.
Like, if you own it, like, who has the keys to the well? Who could go open it up right now, turn the lights on, and just walk around? That's what always fascinates me.
Casey Lipscomb?
I guess. She probably got them.
There are others.
Like, if you got, do you have the keys to Yankee Stadium? Can you just walk in there and just, you know, get everything going? Like, that's the interesting part.
Groundskeepers?
Speaking of Yankees, a bat used by Lou Gehrig before he got his own disease, that dated back to 1922, was sold at auction. Heritage Auctions, $1.025 million.
During these trying times,
yep.
Who bought it? Wimbledon? Who's got that kind of money to throw around for a ball bat?
I think it's an anonymous buyer. The reserve was $950,000. So
if it didn't get that high, they didn't have to sell it.
Yeah, and a private buyer came through.
Who buys privates?
Wow.
I don't know how you come across this stuff and how you sit on it for so long.
Somebody passed it on, and then times got tough and they had to sell that heirloom. Nobody uses that word anymore, heirloom, because everybody gets tied on money after sells grandma's whatever.
I remember watching Antiques Roadshow and the guy had a Gale Sayers jersey. It was actually his because they had the same one. They just had to keep sewing them back together.
Yeah.
Well, say if you get this bat, it was passed down to you. And there was lore and legend with the bat, but how do you verify that's what it was? Like, how can they say this is Lou Gehrig's bat? Did they mark him back then?
You know, I don't know that. But you say that. I saw an episode of Antiques Roadshow. It was like from early 2000s, but it was a replay. I was watching an old episode of Antiques Roadshow. But a guy came in. He played for whatever the San Francisco Giants farm team was out west. His dad was a minor league player. He kept his dad's minor league jersey, right? It said Giants across the front. Well, his dad's label inside the back of the jersey started to peel off or, you know, become frayed. Yeah. So they were going to sew it back on until they pulled it back and it said Willie Mays, 24.
What?
So they were so hard up, the league was at the time, that they old jerseys from the MLB or, you know, American League then, they'd send it down to the minor leagues for their play. They'd pull the numbers off the back and redo them. But they didn't take – they would sew – that's what made me think of. You said your mom would write your name in the back collar. Yep. They would sew real nice stitch, like your Letterman jacket would have your name stitched on it. And it was, you know, worth a crap ton of money.
He would want that back, right?
Willie Mays?
Yeah.
No, I mean the
– probably didn't, though.
No.
You know how many jerseys they have now? I mean, some of these guys in the NBA change them at halftime.
They had the shoes, too.
Yep.
Yeah, the shoes.
God, it's amazing, man. Like, where are these Spartanburg Phillies jerseys? Where'd all that stuff go?
I made a Corona mask out of a Scott Rolen.
That's the only.
Who's another Spartanburg field? Ryan Sandberg. There we go. Ryan Sandberg played for him in '83.
R-Y-N-E.
All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys. And coming up in about 30 minutes live on Facebook.com/Rise Guys, it'll be a brand spanking new edition of Facebook Buzzing.
There is no sanity permeating from this morning show. It's a virus that is spreading across the earth at an alarming rate.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.